Lush cedar forests surrounded the town, named after the lumber industry that had given birth to it. When the town was first built on the central Oregon coast, ships anchored in the small harbor and then transported the lumber to its final destination. Even when the large ships were replaced by the railroads and logging trucks, and the harbor was converted into a small marina for recreational boats, the loggers still came to Kelly's coffee shop whenever they wanted a good home-cooked breakfast or lunch. Kelly pulled into the harbor parking lot next to the pier and noticed that Amber's car wasn't in its usual place, and there was no sign of her. She was usually standing at the door waiting for Kelly to open up. "Wonder what that's all about," she thought. "Amber, are you here?" she asked in a loud voice as she opened the door and turned on the lights. Kelly had given her an emergency key, but Amber was to use it only for that purpose. She wondered if Amber had gone into the coffee shop even though no lights were on when Kelly had pulled into the parking lot. Her question was met by an eerie silence. There was no answer from Amber. Swell. This is not a good way to start the day. This is a first. Wonder why she's not here. She plugged in the big commercial coffee pot and turned on the ovens, knowing that within an hour, the popular coffee shop she owned would be filled with hungry and thirsty regulars. Kelly knew nearly every shop owner and citizen in the little town and knew that many of them would be starting their mornings or having lunch at the coffee shop in the coming week. A few minutes later, Roxy, the longtime waitress at Kelly's, came through the front door followed by Charlie, the short order cook. "Roxy, did Amber mention anything to you about not coming in this morning?"
"No. I said goodbye to her yesterday afternoon after we finished cleaning up, just like I do every day," the blonde blue-eyed waitress said. Kelly had come to rely on Roxy, who had been with her for over 10 years. Roxy never forgot a customer's name, really cared about what was going on in each of their lives, and while she didn't have the looks of a movie star, her welcoming smile and friendly blue eyes made her just as attractive to the customers of Kelly's coffee shop, particularly the male customers. Kelly and Roxy were like Mutt and Jeff. In contrast to Roxy, who at 5'3 was rather short, Kelly was tall with jet black hair she wore pulled back either in a ponytail or twisted and secured at the back of her head with a large tortoiseshell clip. Intelligent sea green eyes never seemed to miss anything that was going on at the coffee shop, or, for that matter, anywhere else. It was a casual seaside town, and Kelly's signature uniform was jeans and a red t-shirt covered with a white apron with the words "Kelly's Coffee Shop" embroidered on it in large red letters.
"Well, maybe she overslept," Kelly said, "although that sure isn't like her. Glad you and Amber set the tables before you left yesterday." Promptly at 7 a.m., the first customer opened the door.